Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good afternoon. It is a final from Detroit. The Royals are swept out of Motown. They drop two games in one day. They get blanked in the continuation of yesterday's rain-shortened contest, losing the opener 8-0. And then they just rip your heart out. If you still have a beating baseball heart within that chest cavity of yours, boy, they're still searching for it, still trying to rip it out. 7-3, the final. Phone lines are open for you. I swear to God, 3 minutes ago, I'm telling myself, don't get worked up. It's game 159. It's the 5 o'clock hour. Get ready to hand things off to Rob Brenton in the drive coming up momentarily. Plenty to discuss, though. There really is. The phone lines are open. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. That's the text line number as well. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line. 913-586-7610. Some good, more bad, plenty of ugly. Cole Reagans consumes most of the good. He was sensational. It's just so painful. Well, to be honest with you, I'm kind of torn on Cole Reagan's performance. Impressive, no doubt about it. Six innings of shutout baseball. 78 pitches. He allows two hits in six innings of shutout baseball. Comes back out for the seventh inning. Understandably so. He's at only 78 pitches. He is your ace. Right? Sure, you're 50 games below 500. Who cares who's what? Let's just get this season over with and allow the good players to remain healthy as they enter the offseason. That's the focus, is keeping Cole Reagans healthy. All right, so he comes out in the seventh inning, and then he gives up a one-out single, and then back-to-back walks, stays in there to face the nine-hitter. Parker Meadows hits an RBI single to right field. It's just, well, first of all, it stinks that there's not a single arm in that bullpen that's a better option to face the bottom of the Detroit Tigers lineup. There's not a better option in that Royals bullpen to face the bottom of the Detroit Tigers lineup better than Cole Reagans facing him a third time. Now, Cole Reagans is sensational. Cole Reagans is one of the main reasons any Royal fan should have hope when talking about the 2024 season. But when you're hanging on to a 3-0 lead there in the seventh inning, and I understand what wins mean right now. Nothing. Well, I want to say nothing, and then I see the record is now one loss away from tying that 0-5 squad and being mentioned in the same breath as the worst team in franchise history. Shoot, they could break the record this weekend against the New York Yankees, so maybe wins do matter. And yet, as I'm managing along with the game, even though I wanted this win today, you got to win with Cole Reagans if you're going to avoid history. As I'm managing along with the game, it was the right decision to give him the ball. Even after the second straight walk, there's not a man in that bullpen that I think is more, not a man in that bullpen better equipped to face Parker Meadows in that spot than Cole Reagans, even though Parker Meadows was 2-for-2 before that at-bat. So, speaks loudly to the quality of this bullpen, which isn't shocking. They're 51 games below 500. But there's also a part of me that says, Cole, next year, I need you to finish that seventh. I need you to put the team on your back and carry them. to this dub. Now, they gave you three runs. Buddy, I need you to make that hold up. In 2024, Cole, three runs must be enough, or else you're in for a very long summer. So I'm kind of torn on Cole Reagan's performance. You know, you got to mention Bobby and Salvi again, the guys that have earned pressure. Cole Reagan's, Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez. These guys earned expectations and pressure. So when Witt comes to the dish with two men in scoring position in the fifth inning, Royals up 3-0. Bobby, got to drive him home. You got to get that ball deeper. I can't accept a shallow fly ball to right field. Salvi, you cannot punch out. Two men in scoring position with nobody out, with Bobby and Salvi coming to the dish, and you can't tack on an insurance run? Outside of that, I don't know what there is to talk about from this game, because Cole Reagans has earned the conversation. Bobby Witt Jr. has earned it. So, obviously, has Salvador Perez. The rest of the team, has earned the conversation of, is this the worst squad in franchise history? I was going back and forth with Bob Fesco about that earlier today. Royals have three games to go. They got to win them all if they want to avoid history. They got to win. You got Jordan Lyles, Alec Marsh, and Zach Greinke going in those three games. Win them all, you avoid history by one game. That's how the rest of this team is going to be remembered. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. There's also the Bobby Witt Jr. conversation. We have three games to go, still sitting on 29 home runs, now sitting on 49 stolen bases. Bobby hitting just .184 since his last home run. 11 games. He's 9 for his last 49 with just 3 extra base hits. And he's getting it, right? He's getting 30. He's getting 50. We all are confident, right? Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals are swept out of the Motor City. They dropped the finale today, 7-3. We get to your thoughts after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
8-0 the final. Royals lose in game two of this three-game series to the Detroit Tigers, and then they ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, came back out, and lost again. 7-3, the final in the finale. Tigers sweep the Royals. The boys now 54-105 on the season. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's go to Shep. You're going to hit leadoff this Thursday afternoon. Go ahead, Shep.
Hi, Vern. First, I got to compliment you on being able to put up with this for almost 162 straight games. That's quite a tribute to your endurance. I'm one of those old guys that likes to listen to baseball on the radio, and I listened to most of the Royals games this year. Kind of gave up on my over 68.5 wins bet long ago. And I understand, you know, there's going to be ups and downs in baseball, but this is just ridiculous. I mean, I keep listening to J.J. Piccola and also Manager Q, and they're just relentlessly positive. And I'm not against finding the silver linings and clouds, but we're going to be the worst team in Royals history. And I think it's time that the people start talking honestly about horrible they are. I'm not sure what to think about next year. I'll probably bet the over again and listen to all the games, and I hope I'm not as disappointed as I am now. But I'd really like to talk to you about is this idea of having a stadium north of the river in Clay County.
Yeah.
As I understand it, the metropolitan area of Kansas City is about 2.2 million, About 400,000 of those folks live north of the river, and that's about maybe 18% of the population. And if the Royals fans are spread proportionally, that means maybe 18% of the people going to the games are traveling north to the state, or traveling south to the stadium from north of the river.
Right. And but if it's the other way around, most of your
three
people.
Bridges.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah,
there's
no,
only
I understand.
Three bridges
yeah,
over the river once the Buck O'Neill Bridge goes up, and I suppose you can count four if you think the Choteau Bridge will survive that much traffic. But you're
no,
talking
I understand
about
what you're
now
saying.
Instead of 18% of the fans traveling south.
Well,
over
here's the
river,
thing. Here's the thing, Shep. I'm not interested in hearing about, talking about, discussing the stadium. Vote against it. That's all you can do. Or you know, let someone else that has a four-hour show discuss the stadium. They used to do it more before the Chiefs started playing football, but I'm sure that conversation will start up again after the Chiefs are done playing football. But nonetheless, it doesn't interest me. Again, my stance has been the same all season. It's cynical, but it is what it is. In this country, when you're a billionaire and you want something, how often are they unable to acquire that thing? They're getting the stadium downtown, north of the river. You're not in control. I'm not in control. It's a completely different level of not even citizen. It's a different game that you and I aren't even a part of. I'm sorry. Adam, Inland X, I'm hoping you don't want to talk about the stadium, too. Well, Adam just said, to hell with it. I don't want to talk about anything. All right. Appreciate the
phone. No, I'm here.
Oh, no, we do. We do have them. All right. Go ahead, man.
No, sorry. Yeah, definitely. I'm not talking about the stadium either. You talked about, like, Cole Reagans being that could give Royals fans any sort of hope for next year. What about, like, this bullpen? I know you talked about it basically since the deadline. Like, we knew it was going to stink. But, man, other than McMillan, who got hurt, and then
the general MacArthur.
Yeah, MacArthur, who's been outstanding lately, almost yes, seemingly out of nowhere the way he started. But I mean, those are like the only two guys in the entire pen that I trust at all. You know, like Colin Snyder's had a couple of decent stretches here in the second half, but I mean, I don't know. It's hard to, as a fan, to even have hope for next year when you've
well,
not
don't start
got
in the bullpen,
with
Adam. Yeah, if you're looking for reasons for hope, it better begin in the rotation, because if it doesn't start there, there is no hope.
Yeah, Well, yeah.
To me, the bullpen are the final few pieces. The bullpen is what you acquire, or you know what the bullpen is? The bullpen becomes guys that miss out on the rotation, right? The hope is Daniel Lynch and Alec Marsh and Angel Zerpa all compete for a spot in the rotation next year, and the two that lose, those guys go to the bullpen and become stabilizing forces out there. But when you're 54-105, I can't imagine you have a good bullpen. I appreciate the phone call. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. I mean, how about Shep's point about I gave up on my over 68.5 wins? Gave up on that bet long ago. 68.5, and you gave up on it early May, mid-May? And Adam, yeah. To me, Cole Reagans is the main reason for hope in 2024. And that's no slight to Salvi or Bobby or Michael or MJ or Freddie Fermin or Vinny Pasquantino, any of the hitters that have passed this evaluation season. That's no slight to them. But I remember sitting here angry in April, sad in May, and, you know, considering how much longer do I want to do this in June? Because I would look ahead to 2024 and go, who on God's green earth is going to pitch for this team? Okay, Brady Singer and Jordan Lyles. Sure. Okay. Who else? I mean, you know, Daniel Lynch was hurt. Chris Bubich is hurt. I mean, I wasn't going down to Double-A and saying, hey, Chandler Champlain, you're going to be the guy to turn it around for the Royals in 2024. And then Cole Reagans arrived. And then that acquisition was made. That trade was pulled off. And suddenly, you look to 2024, and not only do you have a guy that you believe in, that you believe is a part of the rotation, you believe, I believe, he's a guy that since the All-Star break, well, I know this to be a fact, since the All-Star break, he's been one of the five best left-handers in, well, one of the three best lefties in all of the American League, no doubt about that, and I'm expecting that at the beginning of next season. I'm expecting Cole Reagans to be one of the best pitchers in the American League next year. I'm expecting Bobby Witt Jr. to be one of the best players in the American League next year. So when you have that stabilizing force to lead your rotation, you have Brady Singer to say, let's hold down the number three spot. Lynch and Zerpa and Marsh battle it out for the four spot. Jordan Lyles does his thing in the five spot. Go out there and give me a number two. Go out there and give me somebody that leapfrogs Brady Singer and maybe even pushes Cole Reagans a little bit for that opening day start. That's why I now have hope for 2024. Because yes, ladies and gentlemen, I was, as Tupac once said, hopeless. Mark in Overland Park, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Well, I'm glad you're talking about pitching, but let's talk about the other parts of the lineup. I think their infield is actually pretty decent once you get all the injured guys back, but it's the outfield and that designated hitter spot that I think we're lacking the thumpers we need. So let me throw out a name. Let me know what you think. Giancarlo Stanton. Any chance you think the Royals would have interest in trading for the guy, or do you have other people in mind who you think can fill that kind of a role? We need a big guy. We need a big gun. And I think he's that guy who might be available.
I got you. He certainly would be available. I would assume the Yankees would be happy to unload that contract. No, I do not believe the Royals would be interested in that. He is due $32 million next year. And over the next 5 years, he's due $118 million. Now, of course, you make a deal like that, the Yankees are going to eat up half of it. But I don't know if a 34-year-old Giancarlo Stanton's worth $10 million. And I don't want him in Kansas City. I don't like the way my wife looks at him when he's on TV, to be quite honest with you. 7-3, Royals lose the finale and get swept out of Detroit. 7-3, and then, when the rain set in yesterday, or last night, it was 4-0 Detroit. They suspended the game, picked it up earlier this afternoon, and then it was 4-0 Detroit again. So the Tigers went 8-0 in the opener, 7-3 in the finale. And the Royals wrap up the 2023 road schedule with a record of 23-58. That's the second worst mark in franchise history. And they post the worst in-division road record in the history of the American League Central. It's been around since 1994, 95. The Royals just went 6-20 in division. Now, winning percentage-wise, it's the worst record this division has ever seen. Jordan Lyles starts Friday night against Carlos Rodon. 7:10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show live from Kraft and Draft Inside the K beginning at 6 o'clock. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll get back to your thoughts right after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals Baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
And the pitch, and a swing, and a high fly ball deep to right field. Carpenter's back, looking up, it's gone! A two-run homer, Michael Massey, and the Royals add to their lead, it's 3-0.
One of just three second basemen in the history of this franchise to hit 15 big ones in a season. Michael Massey, a two-run blast, makes it 3-0 Royals, and we're feeling good. They're going to win the game with Cole Reagans on the hill. You got to win the game with Cole Reagans on the hill if you're going to avoid history. Royals lead 3-0 after that third inning two-run blast. They would hang on to that 3-0 lead as we went into the bottom of the seventh. And then things changed. 7 Detroit runs came in to score, and that's all they would need. Tigers sweep the Royals 7-3, the final score. Michael Massey has hit 11 home runs since the All-Star break. Massey, one of just two Royals with multiple hits in this 7-3 loss. And for as much as I want to hype up a good day for Michael Massey, again, two-run blast, a two-out single in the eighth, 11 of his 15 home runs have come since the All-Star break, and yet he's hitting just .235 since the break. His OPS is just barely over 700 since the break. Not good enough. You have a solid glove. A well above average glove. And I think there's a better bat in there than what we've seen. All right, .235 since the All-Star break, even for the season. Massey's numbers, I believe, are even worse than that. Yeah, .228 for the season. OPS around .650 for the season. I think he's a better bat than that, but I can't bank on it. You know, the same way that J.J. Piccolo told me last week, the injured pitchers, talking about Daniel Lynch and Chris Bubich, guys that this organization has been banking on for years and force-feeding down our throats for years, even when their performance says we are not ready yet. Force-feeding us. It was great to hear J.J. say we can't count on them. We still support them. We still need them. We still want them in our organization and hopefully in the rotation or in the bullpen or a key contributor to the 2024 ball club, but we can't count on them. That, to me, is what ultimately doomed Dayton Moore, is he counted on way too many ball players that consistently told him, you can't count on me. Now, I'm a big fan of Michael Massey, a big fan of Drew Waters. I've always gotten along with Nick Prado. He's always been a great guy to me. But you can't count on him. We've watched 159 games so far this season, and I know they were banged up over certain stretches of those 159 games, but you told me this is an evaluation season, so please abide by the results. The only other Royal with multiple hits today, Edward Olivares. He's hitting .351 since returning from Omaha. 19 games, he has 13 RBI and an OPS north of 1,000. To the previous caller that was right in saying this team needs some thump in the outfield, I like where your head's at. Shoot, J.J. Piccolo said the same thing last week when I sat down with him and John Sherman. Said we need bullpen help, we need another piece for the front of our rotation, and we need a slugger. Now, I don't know if these – well, I know this guy – would count as a slugger. I'm looking at left-handed hitting outfielders. I know you have MJ and Drew Waters is a switch hitter, but again, MJ, I'm going to count on him. Nelson Velasquez, I'm going to count on him. That's it. Isbell, sorry. Waters, sorry. The rest of you, sorry. A few names. Jock Peterson, going to be a free agent. Championship, pedigree. Seems like a great clubhouse dude. I think that could be a nice name to throw into that club. Max Kepler, you know him, of course, from the Minnesota Twins. Okay, maybe not a big thumper, 30 home run guy, but he can run into 2025. Jesse Winker, does he still have it? He was a stud in Cincinnati a few years ago, really fell off in Cincinnati. Hopefully picking it back up in Milwaukee. I think that's another name that jumps out to me, although I'm not going to act as if I'm dialed in on what Jesse Winker has been doing of late. But Jock Peterson, to me, is the first name that would get me excited as a Royals fan. But yeah, MJ Melendez, I'm banking on him. MJ today on base three times, two walks and a double in the fifth inning. MJ with an OPS of .820 since the All-Star break. Text line, the J Southland Tow Service text line is 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Dan and KCK giving some love to Cole Ragans, who now has made 12 starts since joining the Royals. He's given you nearly six innings every time he takes the ball. 89 strikeouts in 72 frames. An ERA of 2.64. And he's holding opponents to a batting average of .195. Cole Ragans has been, again, sensational. The reason for hope in 2024. Now, again, when I say a reason for hope, let's keep everything in context. You have 54 wins this year. Even if you win out and you end with 57, how many more wins can a team really, how large of a win jump can we expect? Even the most optimistic Royal fan, I think, would say 15 to 20. 15 wins still puts you below 500. Okay, 20 wins still puts you below 500. So when I talk about having hope, I'm talking about having hope that June and July are at least an entertaining afternoon at the ballpark, that we can still talk about the American League or the wild card standings in June or July. Again, Royals lose 7-3, the final score of the finale in Detroit. They dropped game two earlier today, 8-0, the final in that one. The record is now 54-105. Three games coming up, three final games at Kauffman Stadium. It starts up tomorrow night. Jordan Lyles going opposite the big free agent contract of Carlos Rodon. How's that working out for the Yankees? Again, we haven't even had that.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
And the pitch. And a swing and a high fly ball deep to right field. Carpenter's back, looking up, it's gone! A two-run homer, Michael Massey. And the Royals add to their lead, it's 3-0.
One of just three second basemen in the history of this franchise to hit 15 big ones in a season. Michael Massey, a two-run blast, makes it 3-0 Royals, and we're feeling good. They're going to win the game with Cole Reagans on the hill. You got to win the game with Cole Reagans on the hill if you're going to avoid history. Royals lead 3-0 after that third inning two-run blast. They would hang on to that 3-0 lead as we went into the bottom of the seventh. And then things changed. Seven Detroit runs came in to score, and that's all they would need. Tigers sweep the Royals 7-3, the final score. Michael Massey's hit 11 home runs since the All-Star break. Massey, one of just two Royals with multiple hits in this 7-3 loss. And for as much as I want to hype up a good day for Michael Massey, again, two-run blast, a two-out single in the eighth, 11 of his 15 home runs have come since the All-Star break, and yet he's hitting just .235 since the break. His OPS is just barely over 700 since the break. Not good enough. You have a solid glove. A well above average glove. And I think there's a better bat in there than what we've seen. All right. 235 since the All-Star break, even for the season. Massey's numbers, I believe, are even worse than that. Yeah, 228 for the season. OPS around 650 for the season. I think he's a better bat than that, but I can't bank on it. You know, the same way that J.J. Piccolo told me last week, you know, the injured pitchers talking about Daniel Lynch and Chris Bubich, guys that this organization has been banking on for years and force-feeding down our throats for years, even when their performance says we are not ready yet. Force-feeding us. It was great to hear J.J. say we can't count on them. We still support them. We still need them. We still want them in our organization and hopefully in the rotation or in the bullpen or a key contributor to the 2024 ball club, but we can't count on them. That, to me, is what ultimately doomed Dayton Moore, is he counted on way too many ball players that consistently told him, you can't count on me. Now, I'm a big fan of Michael Massey, a big fan of Drew Waters. I've always gotten along with Nick Prado. He's always been a great guy to me. But you can't count on him. We've watched 159 games so far this season, and I know they were banged up over certain stretches of those 159 games, but you told me this is an evaluation season, so please abide by the results. The only other Royal with multiple hits today, Edward Olivares. He's hitting 351 since returning from Omaha. 19 games, he has 13 RBI and an OPS north of 1,000. To the previous caller that was right in saying this team needs some thump in the outfield, I like where your head's at. Shoot, J.J. Piccolo said the same thing last week when I sat down with him and John Sherman. Said we need bullpen help. We need another piece for the front of our rotation, and we need a slugger. Now, I don't know if these, well, I know this guy would count as a slugger. I'm looking at left-handed hitting outfielders. I know you have MJ, and Drew Waters is a switch hitter, but again, MJ, I'm going to count on him. Nelson Velasquez, I'm going to count on him. That's it. Isbell, sorry. Waters, sorry. The rest of you, sorry. A few names. Jock Peterson, going to be a free agent, championship, pedigree. Seems like a great clubhouse dude. I think that could be a nice name to throw into that club. Max Kepler, you know him, of course, from the Minnesota Twins. Okay, maybe not a big thumper, 30 home run guy, but he can run into 2025. Jesse Winker, does he still have it? He was a stud in Cincinnati a few years ago, really fell off in Cincinnati, hopefully picking it back up in Milwaukee. I think that's another name that jumps out to me, although I'm not going to act as if I'm dialed in on what Jesse Winker has been doing of late. But Jock Peterson, to me, is the first name that would get me excited as a Royals fan. But yeah, MJ Melendez, I'm banking on him. MJ today on base three times, two walks, and a double in the fifth inning. MJ with an OPS of 820 since the All-Star break. Text line, the J Southland Tow Service text line is 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Dan and KCK giving some love to Cole Reagans, who now has made 12 starts since joining the Royals. He's given you nearly six innings every time he takes the ball. 89 strikeouts in 72 frames, an ERA of 2.64, and he's holding opponents to a batting average of .195. Cole Reagans has been, again, sensational. The reason for hope in 2024. Now, again, when I say a reason for hope, let's keep everything in context. You have 54 wins this year. Even if you win out and you end with 57, how many more wins can a team really... how large of a win jump can we expect? Even the most optimistic Royal fan, I think, would say 15 to 20. 15 wins still puts you below 500. Okay, 20 wins still puts you below 500. So when I talk about having hope, I'm talking about having hope that June and July are at least an entertaining afternoon at the ballpark, that we can still talk about the American League or the wild card standings in June or July. Again, Royals lose 7-3, the final score of the finale in Detroit. They dropped game two earlier today, 8-0, the final in that one. The record is now 54-105. Three games coming up, three final games at Kauffman Stadium. It starts up tomorrow night. Jordan Lyles going opposite the big free agent contract of Carlos Rodon. How's that working out for the Yankees? Again, we haven't even had that conversation about dipping your toe in the free agent water. More than likely, you're going to get bit. And yet, we're all kind of waiting to take a dive into the free agent waters. Anyway, stay tuned. Rob Breton, The Drive, is coming your way after this on 610 Sports Radio. Take care.
Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.